on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Chris Natale. Thank you for joining us. Tonight, we'll learn about a recent open house for the Economic Department. Hear some of the King's community's opinions on the recent Iowa caucuses. See what to expect for upcoming Monarch sporting events. And take a look at the rest of this week's forecast. King's College recently held an open house partnered with the Economics Department, recruiting more students involved with the department. News Director Nick Rotondo has more on the story.
It is said that economics is everywhere, and understanding economics can help you make better decisions and lead a happier life. The King's College Economic Department held an open house yesterday in the McGowan Building in order to get people more interested in economics. Chairperson of the department, Dr. Margarita Rose, took the time to talk about what she wanted the King's community to get out of the open house.
So we wanted to give the college community an opportunity to meet our new faculty. We have Professor Sarah Zaka, who's teaching quantitative methods statistics class, and Professor Paul Cadjo, who's teaching principles of macroeconomics and international economics this semester. We also wanted to take an opportunity to introduce students who may have heard about economics but don't quite know what the field is about. So we wanted current economics majors and minors to talk with students who might have an interest, give students a chance to talk to faculty. We have some literature, we have some economics journals to share, but we really just wanted to give students a chance to know more about what they can learn in an economics program and why economic skills and information ideas can really help them in their lives.
Dr. Rose also goes on to talk about the turnout for the event.
Well, we started off slowly, but as the morning progressed, more people started to come through, and we're delighted with the range of students who've come through and the faculty and staff members who've come through as well.
Not only were there faculty present to teach those interested about economics, but students in the economic department even came down to help.
In the beginning, it was just mainly the department faculty were here, but then some of our current students have come through and some potential students are coming through. And we have one student who's a major in history, minor in economics, and he's talking to a student who's a major in accounting, thinking about a minor or maybe second major in economics. So that's been an exciting thing to watch.
Dr. Rose was very happy about the turnout and went on to explain why it is such a great time to learn about economics.
I just like the college community to know that they're welcome to come and talk to us either in person on the third floor of McGowan or through email anytime they might want to know a little bit more about economics. We'd be happy to visit classes. We're always open to going out into the community to talk about current economic topics. I did just want to add one other thing. It's with the campaigns underway. It's a very exciting time to be talking about economic issues that are confronting the United States, our local community, and the world.
If you would like to learn more about economics, you can find Dr. Margarita Rose in her office on the third floor of the McGowan Building. For WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Nick Rotondo.
With the Iowa caucuses ending on Monday night, WRKC's Jessica Mulligan had the chance to get some of the King's College community's opinions on the matter.
The recent Iowa caucus has stirred up much interest with regards to the upcoming presidential election. With the candidates neck and neck for their Democratic and Republican nominations, WRKC spoke with professors of political science on campus for the full scoop on what happened in Iowa. The Iowa caucus is the first piece of the electoral process, but not the first primary election. Dr. David Sosar, an associate professor of political science here at King's College, explained this in great detail.
That's by tradition. Iowa took the lead out of New Hampshire, which is why they used the caucus system. New Hampshire for years was the first primary. Somebody was going to and bound and determined to want to try to precede New Hampshire. Iowa took the lead, but so that New Hampshire could still be called the first primary election, Iowa went to this caucus system. Both parties, the Democrats and Republicans, have honored New Hampshire's request to be the first state of political primaries. Iowa becomes the first state in the electoral process, but it's a different process because it's a caucus system.
Dr. Beth Admiral, another associate professor of political science, spoke about why the Iowa caucus is so important.
It's important because it's first, and as the first of the polls for the presidential campaign, it sets the tone, gives motivation to certain candidates. It's an early suggestion of who matters and who doesn't, not definitively, but at least a suggestion of where the voters sit on the various candidates.
She went on to explain what the results will do for the remainder of the election.
All eyes were on Trump. Certainly, he was the spectacle to watch. And so that he didn't win and he was nearly defeated by Rubio suggests that he has some work to do now that he didn't maybe expect to have to do. I think the results portend well for Rubio. He was about 6 percentage points higher than polls predicted going into the caucuses. So I think he'll be somebody to watch. And of course, Cruz won, so that's always a good position to be in. From the Democratic side, it's so close between Sanders and Hillary Clinton. So at this point, I think it could go either way. Certainly, Clinton has to be glad that she didn't lose because there were some polls that suggested she might. But Sanders has reason to be excited about the results. He showed terrific results with the younger folks, so that suggests that he has a message that resonates. But, you know, he's considered by some not to be electable in the long run, so that might play against him.
Iowa has seen some of the best voter turnout in its history, and Dr. Sosar explained why that is.
Well, one thing that's very important about the Iowa caucus is that this time around, more people, more first-timers came on out. More people who were registered came on out than ever before. So there really was much more of a political participation in Iowa this time. And part of that, obviously, is due. Never before has Iowa been covered in the 24-hour news service like they were this time. Everything is becoming larger and grander in the election process.
Dr. Admiral concurred that the media coverage has been crucial to this election.
It's all Trump. I can't think of any other good explanation. Maybe more broadly, it's the Trump phenomena where on the Republican side, there's a disenchantment with the establishment. And so that split means that candidates who never would have been considered quality candidates are leading the race this year around. And so anger among many of the Republican electorate, among the Republican voters, is palpable. And that's translated into a wider field of candidates, some of whom are more unusual and look different than in previous years. And so I think the rise in those candidates has made this a caucus that the world was paying attention to.
In her final thoughts, Dr. Admiral emphasized the importance of voters making an informed decision.
One final thing is read widely about the candidates, not from the candidates themselves, but by people who are themselves articulate, educated, thoughtful about the primaries. So if you're relying simply on Twitter feeds from the candidates, from rage you hear in the streets, you're not getting enough. You need to know what the candidates are like. You need to know also their policy positions. So make sure all of those things are clear to you before you make a decision about who to vote for.
John Hisney, junior theater major and student of Dr. Sosar, had thoughts for those considering not voting in the upcoming primary election.
I would tell them they're fools. I think everyone should vote who is old enough and registered to vote. We are Americans, and this is our right, and people have fought for us for years to vote. Women fought to vote. You know, men were only allowed to vote, and to live in a country so democratic and to be able to choose who we want to represent us is one of the greatest liberties we could have. So I think they should go out there, get registered if they're not, and to go vote.
For WRKC News at 5, I'm Jessica Mulligan.
Coming up next, we will see what to expect for upcoming Monarch sporting events and take a look at the rest of this week's weather.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Dr. Ham's dance party is going to make you sweat. Every Friday night at 8 on WRKC.
The news at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Sports Director Dan Lynch with your King's College Athletic Update for Wednesday, January 3rd, 2016. The men's baseball team was picked 8th in the coaches' preseason poll for the Middle Atlantic Conference on Tuesday. The team generated 9 points from the coaching poll and looked to improve on an 11-21 record in last year's campaign. The women's lacrosse team was picked 3rd in the MAC Freedom Conference poll on Tuesday as well. The team generated 23 points and fall behind FDU and Misericordia. The Monarchs finished 8-7 overall last season and fell to the Cougars 17-14 in the conference semifinal. The men's lacrosse team was picked 4th in the Freedom Conference poll. Eastern topped the polls with 49 points, followed by Misericordia and FDU. The Monarchs look to improve on a 6-8 record from last season and open against Keystone College on February 20th. The men and women's Monarch basketball teams are in action tonight in New Jersey to play FDU. The game will be on FDU.com/athletics for stats and live updates. The Monarchs return home to the Scandone Gymnasium on Saturday to play Manhattanville. The women are on at 1 and the men are on at 3. WRKC will have live coverage of both games. For WRKC News at 5 and all your King's College athletics, I'm your sports director, Dan Lynch.
And now the weather. Tonight we'll have early showers and a low of 36. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and a high of 41. And Friday will have early clouds with a high of 34. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm station manager Christina Atienza.
Tonight, the Kings basketball teams are traveling to New Jersey as they go up against FDU Forum at 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. Tomorrow night at 9 p.m. is bowling night at Chaco's, held by the Criminal Justice Association, and there will be a snow tubing trip to Montage Mountain on Friday night. Buses will be leaving Kings at 6:30 p.m. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Chris Natale. Have a great week.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio Kings College, Wilkes-Barre.